The Ford government has dropped another unsexy budget in troubled times, with a painful path back to balance. Finance Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy signaled in advance his intent to mostly stay the course, promising Ontario more options for auto insurance, cash for housing infrastructure and, as always, no new taxes. In his speech to the legislature on Tuesday, Bethlenfalvy acknowledged Ontarians' real challenges of making rent, of paying the bills, of affording groceries, and touted his plan to freeze taxes without any major service cuts. The 2024 budget is a continuation of a plan that is working and working well, he said, adding that the higher deficits, compared to what we projected last year, will be time-limited, while the return on investment will be felt for decades. Ontario's financial picture is less rosy than this time last year, when the government projected a modest $200 million surplus in 2024-25, growing to $4.4 billion by next year. Now, the province is projected to be in the black by 2026-27, and the deficit this year is expected to jump to $9.8 billion. If the government follows the path to balance laid out in the budget, it will require acute financial restraint, amounting to real dollar cuts in some areas. Programs under the $19.9 billion social services umbrella will see just a $200 million increase by 2027, amounting to a 1% bump spread over 2 years. Health spending will grow by an average of under 3% per year. And other programs, including everything from homelessness to transit to broadband infrastructure, will grow by 1% per year. Despite social services spending staying at $20.1 billion from 2025 to 2027, Bethlenfalvy said it's not a freeze. No, we're not freezing anything, he said, adding that Community Living Ontario will see a 2% increase in this budget, below this year's projected inflation rate of 2.6%. Many nonprofit social service agencies have said for years that they can't stretch funding anymore without cutting programs, NDP finance critic Catherine Fife noted. So this is a government that callously ignored the pleas from Ontarians for 5+ years, and now these agencies are on the brink of collapse, she said. That plan shows how out of touch the Ford government is, NDP leader Marit Stiles said. Faced with crises in healthcare, education, post-secondary and housing, Doug Ford and his Minister of Finance have chosen to do nothing for you, Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie said. This is a do-nothing budget. It's not even worth the paper it's written on, she said. Dubbing it, budget number, Green leader Mike Schreiner parodied the government's latest partisan advertising. What if I told you there's a place where more than 16,000 people are unhoused every night, when the average one-bedroom apartment costs over $2,200 a month, he said, continuing in that vein for a while. What if I told you that place was Ontario? Opposition leaders said their budgets would have spent more on healthcare, education, social services and truly affordable housing, as Stiles put it. Bethlenfalvy blamed his worsening forecast on Bank of Canada interest rates and the federal government's carbon tax. The Bank of Canada has said this carbon tax is increasing inflation, and when factoring in both fiscal and economic impacts, the parliamentary budget officer has said most Canadians will pay more in carbon taxes than they will see in rebates, he said. But doing nothing on climate change would also cost money, the budget officer said in a CBC interview about the political spin around the policy. Spending will reach another all-time high this fiscal year, $214.5 billion, up from $207.3 billion last year, which itself was over $2 billion more than planned. Revenues are projected to grow by just $1.4 billion from last year, before shooting up by $11.7 billion in 2025-26, to $217.4 billion. Bill 124 has cost the province $6 billion, ministry staff said. Last fiscal year saw health, education, social services and justice sector costs jump, primarily due to settlement costs from the government's wage-limiting legislation that was struck down in court, the budget states. On Monday, Bethlenfalvy announced another 6-month extension to the government's gas tax cut, which will cost the Treasury another $620 million, finance ministry staff said in a technical briefing for reporters. Also in the budget is a $46 million commitment for 4 new OPP helicopters, as well as $30 million for enhanced cannabis enforcement teams over 3 years. Colleges will take a $1.4 billion revenue hit due to the lack of international students under the federal government's new cap. That number rises to $1.7 billion next year. Along with a $1 billion reserve that may never be spent, the controversial contingency fund is also maintained, though it took a $2.7 billion hit this year largely due to Bill 124 settlements. The fund will go from $1.5 billion this year to $2 billion by 2026-27, reflecting the government's prudent and responsible fiscal planning, the budget reads. Inflation is projected to drop from 3.8% last year, down from 2022's high of 6.8%, to 2.6% this year, before reverting to the target of 2% from 2025 to 2027. This will be a tough year for real GDP and employment growth, which the province projects to be 0.3% and 0.8%, respectively. Not enough for a recession, ministry staff said, but close. Those numbers are also expected to rebound to between 1.4 and 2.2% over the next 3 years. As inflation returns to the Bank of Canada target, we expect and continue to urge that interest rates should also decline, Bethlenfalvy said. In fact, the people of Ontario are counting on it. The next election is scheduled for the spring of 2026. Outside of a reference to the opening of Mapleview Public School and a 2+1 highway pilot for Northern Ontario, there is no mention of North Bay in the budget. Specific mentions of Northern Ontario include: the province is providing an additional $86 million over 3 years to the Northern Energy Advantage Program to help eligible large industrial operators better manage electricity costs as well as create and sustain good jobs in Northern Ontario. The province is providing an additional $10 million in funding to the Small, Northern, and Rural Grant for Colleges and the Northern Ontario Grant for Universities in 2024-25. The funding is intended to provide targeted support for eligible institutions that are financially vulnerable, while the government works with them on efficiency initiatives. The Victim Quick Response Program Plus is getting an additional $4.5 million over 3 years to increase access to basic necessities for victims of human trafficking and gender-based violence, especially those in northern, rural, and remote communities. The Northern Energy Advantage Program is receiving an additional $86 million over the 3 years, resulting in a total annual program amount of $167 million in 2024-25 and $206 million in subsequent years. The program provides a rebate for eligible mining, forestry and steel operations in Northern Ontario. The province continues to invest in expanding internet access, with $10.9 million allotted for internet access in rural and First Nation communities across Northern Ontario. The budget lays out a list of highways getting built in Northern Ontario, including the expansion of Highway 11/17, resurfacing Highway 144, and proceeding with the design and environmental assessment of a 2+1 highway pilot for 2 locations on Highway 11 north of North Bay. A 2+1 highway is a 3-lane highway with a center passing lane that changes direction every 2 to 5 kilometers. Through the Skills Development Fund, the province is investing $7.3 million to support Indigenous workers across Northern Ontario. This will fund 8 innovative training projects that will help prepare 1,700 workers for in-demand jobs in critical sectors such as forestry, construction, and healthcare. One project led by Ironworkers Local 759 will support 100 workers and job seekers to upgrade their skills for the construction sector. The province is providing $50 million over 3 years to enhance and stabilize healthcare capacity in northern and rural communities. This funding aims to boost education, recruitment, retention, scope of practice and care models to improve healthcare in remote and northern areas. Another $45 million over 3 years will go to the Northern Health Travel Grant Program, which provides financial assistance to residents who travel long distances for care. Residents who travel more than 75 kilometers will be eligible for enhanced support, including a $75 per night accommodation allowance. This investment reaffirms the government's dedication to supporting equitable access for the people of Ontario. $11 million over 3 years will go to support safer births in Northern Ontario, aimed at improving maternal and newborn health outcomes by providing Indigenous mothers in northern communities with more doulas, second attendants, or birth helpers. A total of $94 million over 3 years is going to enhance the well-being of Indigenous and northern communities, with a focus on culturally responsive and safe care tailored to the needs of these communities, such as public health and chronic disease prevention. The investment includes $60 million over 3 years to maintain mental health and addiction services, including clinical support, community mental health and well-being initiatives and opioid programming. $15 million over 3 years to support the ongoing delivery of Indigenous public health programs. $11 million over 3 years to enhance early detection and management of foot complications arising from diabetes in Indigenous communities. $8 million over 3 years to strengthen prevention initiatives in Indigenous communities, targeting diabetes, smoking, and chronic diseases. With files from Joseph Quigley and Taylor Pace, a previous version of this article misattributed a quote from NDP finance critic Catherine Fife to NDP MPP Sandy Shaw.